I Suck at Dating with Dean Ungler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating, joined in studio by two very lovely ladies.
Oh, hello.
I'm going to start with Vanessa Grimaldi.
Hey.
Who's become a permanent fixture of this podcast, which has just been fabulous. And a very special guest who you probably will listen to on the Almost Famous podcast this week as well.
I think everyone loves her.
Rocking hoops as big as her head, Alexis Waters.
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the...
Ooh! Wait,
it's
Alexis.
It's a family-friendly podcast.
Where did you get those hoops? I love them.
Oh, Hoop Nation by Alexis coming out soon.
What?
Oh. I know, guys. I'm so excited. This is like, I've invested a lot of money into this, so I'm really...
Hoops are your thing, though.
Yeah, it is
my thing. I definitely would buy them.
I literally only wear eyelashes and hoops, so... Basically, and this, you guys are like really intellectual and like smart, so it's making me uncomfortable.
What?
So I'm not going to stay for long.
What's proprietary about your hoops that makes them better than other hoops?
Because they're like good quality, but they're cheap.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Cool.
They really are.
How much are those?
25.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
But I like no
and they're
good
thick.
Hoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I like it thick.
I do know you like it.
Are you going to come out with a hoops for men?
I mean, eventually, maybe.
Would you wear them, Dean?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
I feel like hoop earrings for men are like male rompers.
I will say, so I got my ear...
Male rompers, that exists?
Yeah.
It was a thing for a hot minute.
Ooh, I think I saw, what's his name wear it at Stagecoach?
Alex.
Yeah.
But I love Alex.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
No, what's his name? Robbie.
Oh.
Robbie was wearing a male romper.
I think he was.
I could see that.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, me neither.
So I got my ear pierced in fifth grade, and my aunt made me get the hoop earring.
Yeah,
the little
Eclairs. Eclairs.
Well, it was like the Michael Jordan esque one, not like as big as your hoops, obviously. But
yeah. That's cute.
I'm just saying, there's a market there for hoops for men.
Uh-huh. Okay, Alexis,
well,
I'll look into it. Bring it back.
I will.
But we should note that Alexis has found love. She no longer sucks at dating.
Yeah.
She is done dating.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't even know why I'm here. No, I'm kidding.
Unfollow you on Instagram because you and Tyler are so damn cute.
You guys really are. I feel like he's a male version of you.
No. He's completely opposite. He's really quiet.
No, he's... But I mean, like, he's funny.
Oh, yeah. He's not really.
No.
Like, I'm the funny one. No, but he tries.
Well, opposites attract.
Yeah, we're kind of opposite, but he's like, he has a good heart, good man.
I think we should have there has to be a whole segment at some point about how they make long distance work.
Well, I was just going to ask you guys that. So last night I did a live segment. I was like bored. I was cooking. So I'm like, oh, let me go live on Instagram.
And I watched for a little bit.
You did?
What? I asked some questions. You didn't answer.
No way. I was trying to like not chop my fingers off. And wait, I actually wrote some of them. One person, who was it? Someone asked, I think it was Nicole. What do you guys think of long distance relationships? I actually love long distance relationships.
I love
them. And we were talking about that too last time. You're like, oh, well, I get to see him. And,
then I can have my space.
Yeah.
Because we're both very independent. So, like, also, like, I work on, like, this week I'm working on my website for my hoops. So, like, I, like, because I have ADD, I need to, like, be alone to actually focus. And he, like, has business too. So he does his thing. And then when we're together, we love each other.
And he seems pretty supportive.
Yeah, he's so supportive. I mean, I don't know anything about business. He does.
Aww.
So I know hoops. He knows business. So
what a match.
Making it work.
Making
it work.
What's your website name?
HoopNationByAlexis.com.
Okay.
And when is this going to get launched?
Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, that's soon. Wait, what are we? Oh, next week.
Yeah, next week. So one week.
Right after Mother's Day.
Yeah, perfect. So buy your mom some hoops.
Yeah.
A belated Mother's Day present for the moms out there.
There you go.
I'll say
Hoop it up.
I'm the opposite of you two. I can't do long distance relationship.
Really?
I'm needy. I need to.
You're needy?
Very attached.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't picture you as the needy type.
Yeah.
No. Wait, what are your love languages?
Well, we can talk about that later too, because I know they asked you that on your Instagram Live last night.
Yeah? They did. Oh, they did?
They
asked me for my love languages?
I think so.
Vanessa, you can do a long distance relationship?
Yeah, girl. High five.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
But eventually I moved to Dallas.
Why doesn't you just move to LA?
What?
I like Dallas.
No.
Better.
Wait,
yeah,
you want
to shave my leg, so it's okay.
Okay, good. Together with like a hairy person. My top and your bottom.
I'm lasered from the waist up.
But... Oh, really? So I tried doing laser. I did laser in Montreal, but I did the bikini area in my underarms. I only did it 3 times. And then it started growing back like thinly, and then... I moved out to LA and everything.
We'll get Laser Way sponsored. Come on, girl. Go with it.
I mean, DM me.
Yeah, I got you.
Give me all the info.
I have considered getting a Brazilian. A man.
What?
So let me talk about this for
a
second.
Are you hairy?
I love hairy men.
Oh, you do?
Well, not like...
I don't want
hairy back
balls.
Hair.
Nobody likes a hairy ball. Come on.
Well, I mean, I mean, like
friendly podcast. Alexis.
I know. I need to leave in like 4 minutes. So yeah, I should probably leave.
We're counting it
it's
down.
It's more
Alexis.
For practical reasons. So my brother goes on like a lot of like mountaineering trips, and he's like every time, well, not every time, but he's done it before, where he's gone for a month, and like when you have to alleviate yourself in the wilderness, it makes more sense to have less hair down there.
Oh, right.
And he's like, I love it. He like swears by it. He thinks it's the best thing ever. Huh. And I was kind of like, I wonder what that must be like.
Well, can you let us know after you do it?
Well. Yeah.
We'll do it live on the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Perfect.
Wait, have you ever waxed?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Waxing your balls is probably really... I'm sorry. Very painful, I must imagine.
Dina, are you a trimmer? Are you a groomer?
Oh, of course.
You're a natural.
But only in the front areas. You can't trim the back areas.
Okay.
You can't?
Well, I'm sure you could, but it's what's the purpose of it? Where's the practicality of getting back there for yourself?
I don't like full clean. Like, I don't like clean.
Yeah.
Like a little hair.
Yeah, I don't like it to be like, I don't want him to be super well groomed. Like,
yeah,
no.
Ew. Nobody wants like manliness.
How did we end up here?
I don't know. Because Alexis is here.
Alexis just brought us into this.
Wait, I think
I'm
it was
so black sorry, hole. Guys.
Wait, do you have to leave or do you want to leave?
No, I really have to leave.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much for being here for the first 10 minutes of the podcast.
Love you guys. HoopNationByAlexis.com.
You know Alexis probably better than I do.
Oh, she's hilarious. You just look at her and you just smile.
Yeah. Yeah, we spent a week together in Paradise last year and there was never a dull moment. And as you can clearly see, she just continues with the humor. And
yep. Good old Alexis.
The potty jokes and... gotta love it. But anyways, it was good to have her. So for this next segment, we are actually going to be joined by Julian, who's from Evite. And we teased it a little bit you teased it on your Instagram Live a little bit.
Yeah.
Basically, Julian, if you want to introduce yourself, basically what we're going to talk about today is party etiquette and a little bit of dating etiquette, hopefully, as well.
Oh, yeah. I have lots of questions. I came prepared.
Good. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'm Julian. I'm an Evite party specialist and... I co-host a weekly show on Evite, on Evite's Facebook page called Evite IRL.
Which is amazing. First of all, I was checking the website. Evite has been around, you guys, for 20 years.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 20th birthday this year.
That's insane. I was, I'm really bad at math. I was 10 when it came out. Dean, how old are you? Like 5?
7.
7?
Thanks, Vanessa.
But who would have thought, like,
Julian,
you know.
How old are you?
I was 12.
And now we know how old everyone is.
Oh, nice. I feel like we're on another level of comfort right now.
Oh, yeah. It's all, you know. All right. So can you, I actually looked at a couple of the videos.
Yeah.
There was one that was really interesting because I was like, oh my God, that's totally me. How to ghost a party.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, what does that mean? Like, not going to a party? No. How do you leave a party? So I come from a big Italian family.
So do I.
Oh, high five. Well, Clark,
right.
That's not really Italian.
Well, my mother, my father's Clark. My mother's a Jeezy.
Oh.
Which is super Italian.
Which part of Italy?
Northern, Genoa, Genoese.
Okay. I'm Southern, so I'm
nice.
I have a hard head. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I respect
nothing
it.
Wrong with that. But we also, it's always awkward when you're the first person that wants to leave a party.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the first person to break the ice. So mm-hmm. Can you give us the do's and don'ts of how would you ghost a party?
Oh, that's a great question. So I think the most important thing is don't definitely be the first to leave. I feel like you don't want to be the first person to jump ship. I think, though, you wait till the atmosphere is a little quiet. And then I think you just look for a quick exit and get out of there. I think you usually snap a picture of the party. And that way, when you're leaving, you can text them later saying, hey, I had a great time. Thanks for having me there. And then they're like, OK, so they actually showed up. I'm glad about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I still haven't mastered that. I guess I have to try that.
I'm the king of the Irish exit. Whenever we're at a bar with all my friends.
Is that what it's called?
That's what we call it at least.
Yeah.
1 a.m. rolls around. They're still partying hard. I just order an Uber. Don't say a word to anyone. And
you just
leave.
Get out of there.
See, that's what I'm bad at. So I've been in our culture. You have to say bye to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you had a party with 50 people, you have to go around and kiss everyone on the cheek and, mm-hmm. you know, say your goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not used to, I guess, doing the Irish
exit.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you say hey, I have to take a quick phone call outside real quick, or sometimes you just say, I have to go use the restroom, and then you just
ooh, restrooms, that was a good one with me, and people believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vanessa's one of those kinds of people that uses bathrooms.
The shrimp cocktail runs through you.
Isn't that rude? Is that rude to just vanish?
I mean, it may be a little rude, but at the same time, like, I think you should also look out for yourself. I don't think you want to have to go through goodbyes with like 20 or 25 different people. I think the more you get out, the better. And then not only that, the party host doesn't have to worry about like going through the process, being like, thanks for coming and everything. They can go back to enjoying the party, I guess.
Fair enough. Hmm.
Yeah. For years, my move was, I have to get something out of my car.
That's a good one.
People have found it very charming. Mm-hmm. I just want to say.
We took a poll and everyone seemed to love
everyone
it.
Loves it.
Vanessa, what kind of questions do you have for Julian?
Because so I know there's like another video that you guys have, what to do when you run into your ex at a party, which I found hilarious. At one point, it was, don't let your ex know you've been secretly stalking them on Insta.
Because it's like, true.
Yeah, I think we all are kind of guilty of doing that.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, you know, don't act as if you know anything that's going on in their life. Like, just casually ask them, like, hey, so, you know, how's it going with work? So I wanted to actually ask you.
Yes.
How would you, since this is, you know, Help I Suck at Dating, so you're at a party and there's like someone that you're like, ooh, really attracted to, how would you approach them and possibly get their contact info? Is it now more appropriate to ask them for their Instagram handle, their Twitter handle, or do you just, you know, go old school and ask them for their number?
I think you go old school. I don't know. I was listening to your guys' last episode, and so many people were saying how happy they were when men come up to them and they're just really like, and you know, hey, this is my name, I'd love to take you out or something like that. And I think that's what people should start doing. I think it almost makes you more authentic. I don't know, when you, if someone wants to come up to me and be like, hey, so what's your Instagram handle? I'd be like, is this someone I really want to invest some time in?
I feel, I don't know, Dean, so if you were to ask a girl for her number and she would respond, well, because this is what I kind of do sometimes. I'm like, well, I don't want to give out my number, but we can become Instagram friends.
Yeah.
Is that a turnoff? Is that something?
I think that's an appropriate way to handle it, too, because then you have the opportunity to creep their Instagram, A.
Yeah.
Know a little bit more about them.
Know a little more about them. And then the DM works just as well as a text message. So
that is true.
Touché.
It kind of allows a little bit more of a comfortability between the two of them. But I do appreciate the traditionality, probably not a word, of just giving
it is
out
a word now.
Or asking for a phone number. Just because I feel like we're moving away from a lot of the things that we used to do that obviously were proven to be successful. And now we're kind of adopting our own, you know, millennial ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know.
I think it's important also to stand out from the crowd. I mean, if you're hopefully you're flirting with someone who, you know, is super attractive. And so you want to make sure that you're not just another number. You know, you don't want to make sure that you're just not like follower 900 or follower 1,020. You want to make sure like, hey, this is actually someone who is invested in seeing this go somewhere.
So this Evite IRL that you do every other Friday, you said, what do you guys typically talk about on that besides...
Besides
party etiquette type stuff, is that mostly what it is, or is it specific situations that you might find yourself in?
It's really everything. I mean, we jump from party etiquette. We invite guests on to make different recipes, food, drink. We do a lot of challenges.
Oh, that's so fun.
Like party fails, stuff like that. We try and just try to make it feel more realistic and relaxed. I feel like a lot of times people get so stressed out when they're planning a party. Uh-huh. It has to go perfectly. And parties aren't like that. Life isn't like that. So I think we try to stress, like, have fun, enjoy yourselves. It's just a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely enjoy myself at most of the parties I go to.
I love parties.
Oh, touche, Saturday night.
Vanessa sends me a video of her probably 250 feet away from me, just zooming in very slowly, very slowly. And then there it is, like in a mosh pit with me and all my friends just jumping up and down.
I mean, you couldn't be missed. I was like, I have to send him this. It was too good. But you did have a good time. I still have blisters. So last week we had Tiffany and Caleb for the greatest wedding ever donated. They had their wedding on Saturday. We both attended. And I still have blisters on my feet for dancing the entire night.
Well,
it was such
great.
A beautiful event. Yeah. Two great people. Dean's friends.
Yeah. No, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I think you had a blast as well.
But. I did. So do you want to talk to us about any other videos that you guys have up?
Yeah. So if you, so we have so many different videos. We obviously do like a lot of DIYs and recipes, but we do a lot of original stuff. We interview a lot of experts in their field, and we're just trying our best to, for people who are planning parties or planning get-togethers, trying to make it a little easier for them to have the initiative to want to hang out with people, connect. I feel like nowadays so many people are connected through phones and computers and your tablet. You don't have the opportunity to see people face-to-face.
I feel like, and that should be... Sorry, Dean, I think I interrupted you.
Keep going.
I think that should be when I want to... So I have a roommate out in LA, and we're always like, oh, we want to throw a party. We want to be, you know, a hub where people come and like meet each other and you create new friendships. And I think that's a great way, too, to meet maybe a significant other.
Yeah, I think it's... So many times we're just stuck by being like, you know, oh, someone met so-and-so on a dating app, or... or someone was connected by a friend they met on Instagram. And I think we should pride ourselves to get out a little more. You don't know who you may meet. It may just end up being a friend, but that friend may connect you with the person you may fall in love with.
Was that a sneeze?
Sorry, no, that, I hit it with the pen. So here's my issue with, I think I have party phobia, like throwing party phobia. I hate throwing parties for the simple fact I'm scared no one's going to show up.
That's my biggest fear.
But that's an ego thing, right?
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, when I did my charity, I was like, no one's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. And you think it boils back down to ego?
Yeah, I think it's because you don't want to fail at something. Yeah, you're putting yourself out there.
You don't want to be like, if there will be people who will come, you don't want there to be like three people at a party and then everyone's like, oh my God, this loser threw a party.
Right.
But that never really happens. There's always a lot of people that show up.
Well, and so that leads me into my second fear of throwing a party is that if people do show up, that I just throw a bad party. So it's good so Evite offers the support and like the information that kind of allows you to have a exciting party for your friends?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, if you're inviting over good friends and good family to celebrate, I think a party can never really be bad. I think,
trust me, I can probably throw a pretty bad party.
I mean, but I think there's something really special in having also like a party that may be a little bad. I mean, a party where someone breaks something or something embarrassing happens. I mean, those are the ones that you end up telling the stories about for
years.
Can you
share a story about maybe the most memorable party that you've been to?
Yes. Okay, so one Halloween, I threw a Halloween party where I was going to propose to my husband.
Okay.
And it was so embarrassing because a bunch of people showed up and then four or five people showed up who I had no clue who they were.
Okay.
And as I was proposing to them, they started chanting and screaming at the top of their lungs.
Wait, like positively or what do you mean?
No, it's just like they were just making noise and everything in the middle of this moment. Everyone else who was there knew what was going on, but these people had been invited, as what happens with every party,
right?
Friends show up with friends. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of awkward because I had to repeat the question.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
But I mean, it also ended up being something really cool. You look back on it and you were like, I mean,
did he not hear you the first time?
He did, but I just was like, I want to make it clear to everyone here that this is going as smoothly as possible.
And for the record, I do see a wedding band on your finger.
Right? Yeah. So it did work.
It was successful. It did. Hopefully not.
So ask twice, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually have a similar story. So my, I think, first of all, Halloween, everyone gets a chance to really be themselves, or, you know, a day you can be someone else that you always wanted to be. Mm-hmm. So my sister threw, when I was still living at home at my mom's house, my mom was on vacation and my sister and I were like, oh, let's throw a Halloween party, since, like, you know, good old school Italian family, like, you're not allowed doing any of these kinds of things. So for us, it was like, oh my God, we're throwing a Halloween party. Mommy doesn't know. She's away. We're going to buy alcohol. We invited people. And that was the day my sister met her now husband and now baby daddy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Over 12 years ago.
So there you go. For the listeners out there, go to parties.
Or, you know, have a party.
Have a party.
Yeah, so you never know who you'll meet, and you may end up meeting, like I said, just a friend, but like that may be a great friendship you have, or that friend may introduce you to someone who's like you spend your life with. So I think either way, just like go out and meet people. Stop hanging outside.
How did you meet your husband?
We met on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay, can we hear that story? Because we've gotten that a couple times now.
Okay.
Do you mind sharing with
us? Caleb
that okay?
and Tiffany last night too.
Yeah.
Last week.
Oh, yeah. I would love to. So he's a cookbook author and a food photographer.
Okay.
Wow.
So he was using the hashtag
like
food and foodie, and I love eating. And so I was following people who did that, so we connected on that, and we just literally started commenting on one of his posts, I believe it was of donuts, and there's like 60 comments going back and forth, and finally I asked him out.
Hey!
Yeah.
In the comments or via DM?
In the comments.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bold.
That's a bold move.
And we go back looking at it, and we're like, no one else is commenting, so if anyone just like, it totally starts sneaking on this comment section, they're like, oh my God.
Well, see, Instagram,
like, this is the birth of a wonderful marriage.
You could meet people through social media. We had someone come on from a dating service that was $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
That was last week.
That was last week. That's correct.
Yeah, I have such a horrible memory, guys.
Elite dating.
Elite dating.
Yep.
Dean, I'm so proud of you.
Well, I mean, I do my homework.
Okay. You're trying to say I don't. Anyway, all this to say is you could meet your future significant other.
Nowadays, there really is no excuse to get yourself out there. You know, we have so many opportunities to meet people, but at the same time, like, don't deny yourself any opportunity, either out of fear or if you're having trouble meeting people online, which is tough. You know, it's scary when you go on like Instagram or Facebook and like you see the perfect life people are living because they only put that out. So you tend to get a little discouraged. You're like, well, I'm not living my best life personally because I know, so how could I meet this person? But in reality, we're all the same. You know, we're all fighting the same struggle. And I think you don't really realize that until you get out and actually connect with people face to face. You're like, oh, this person too is having trouble with rent or, you know,
right,
whatever problems that we all endure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So more focusing on Evite then, what do you guys typically like to, because you guys kind of specialize in the party invites, but then you're kind of spinning off these DIY, all these types of recipes and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So what's kind of been like the staple of Evite for the past 20 years since you guys have been around for so long?
Yeah, well, we're the leading online and text invitation service. So our company mission is to bring people together face to face. And while the bread and butter of our company, you know, are the invitations and allowing people to make that process easier, like we really believe that we want to help you make your party planning process as easy as possible and encourage you to do it. I think, mm-hmm. like we were talking about before, so many people get afraid about throwing parties, or so many people think that, you know, a party is a huge endeavor, and it's not. You know, a simple get together with like what we're doing right now, you know,
yeah.
be considered. It's a party in the studio right now.
Yeah, like we're having a good time. We're enjoying each other's company. And the more we spend time doing that, and the way Evite can teach you either to make a, you know, good recipe of a delicious food or a delicious drink, you know,
yeah.
even better.
I think people, when they hear the word party, they think something like super elaborate. It could mm-hmm. be like a dinner party.
Yeah, or like
down.
Brunch. Like
yeah.
how many times have we gotten together with brunch? Well, not us personally, although we should.
Definitely.
But
I mean, especially now that I know your husband loves food.
Yeah, oh, he's so good.
Don't worry about me, guys. I don't want to go to brunch.
What? Who's speaking right now?
But, you know, like it's, you know, even coffee, like grabbing coffee. I think sometimes we tend to like hype everything up so much in our mind that it in a way it kind of it cannibalizes us from actually doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we shouldn't be like that. We should all just have fun and chill.
Well, I love karaoke. So if I throw a karaoke party at my place, would you guys like to join?
Oh, I would love to. What's your favorite song?
I like Outkast. Hey.
That's classic.
It's like classic. That gets the crowd going.
Yeah. I sing Wonderwall by Oasis.
That's good.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Brings
yeah.
it right back down again.
Hey. Well, not when
Gene,
I
Gene, tell
it.
Us how you really feel.
But yeah.
I'm Africa from Toto.
Oh, wow.
Wait, how does that go?
Yeah, sing it for us.
I kiss the rains
down in Africa.
I think it's I bless the rains.
I bless the rains.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Oh my God, I've been singing this song so wrong for so many
Guys,
years.
Guys, and this is why I have to go to karaoke, because I don't incredible. Know any lyrics, so I need stuff up on the screen.
Well, it's there for you the entire, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so yeah. Karaoke party.
All right, karaoke party, but make sure you use Evite.
I'm going to use
please
Evite.
Send an Evite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you an Evite.
So do you have any parting words for the listeners out there? Maybe you want to plug the website or anything like that?
Yeah, so you know, find us on social media. We're at Evite. Our next show is May 18th on our Facebook page. It's at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure to check it out. And
can Vanessa and I be guests one of
oh
those
my God,
times?
We'd love you guys
oh my
to
God,
be
guys, I love DIY stuff.
Oh, we do so much more than that. But yeah, come on.
Okay, no, but I know you guys also do DIY stuff. So I was like,
yeah, come
if
on.
You need me.
So you can use her for the DIY stuff and you can use me for everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know. I'm not good at DIY stuff.
You know what? Neither am I. So you'd be a perfect fit.
Yes.
No, wait, but you guys should come on.
When was that? May?
18th.
May 18th. Yeah.
I'm going to be in Kentucky, but the following 2 weeks from then.
Yeah. So we're every other week.
Right.
The second. Yeah.
Don't give me that look, Vanessa. I'm going to on a rock climbing trip to Red River Gorge.
Okay. I was just wondering
what's
going on
in Kentucky.
I've always
wanted to go
rock climbing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One of these times we'll go in LA.
Yeah.
We'll have a party.
You're inviting me to a lot of things. Gym. I don't want to overcommit, but I'm down.
Yeah. Oh, and I think that's the other thing, overcommitting to like saying yes to a party that you maybe not want to be attending.
Yeah, I think that's super hard too, because nowadays everyone says yes to everything with the hope that like, oh, I'll just flake
bail,
last minute.
Yeah.
That's me. Oh. That's me 100%.
Oh, God.
And I hate myself for it too.
Don't.
I do it all the time. Yeah. And it's like, you should be a little more realistic when you say yes to stuff. But at the same time, like people understand when they're throwing to get together a party, when they're just hanging out, that people are going to say no. That's just life.
Yeah.
You know, don't let that stop you from having a good time.
Perfect. Well, yeah. Thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Julian, you're the man. Thank you
May
so much.
18th.
Yeah.
Incredible story. That's 2 weeks in a row we have someone that met their significant other. Now husband, because mm-hmm. Tiffany
yep.
and Caleb are now married.
Yeah. Maybe
on Instagram.
One day we'll have a story like that too. No,
you
not
me?
Together. Not together.
Maybe
guys,
Vanessa. I don't know.
No, I didn't mean us, but you should have seen Dean's face.
I'm flattered
face. He was
that it's
not
my interview
it.
That inspires no. a romance.
I meant our own personal stories.
I mean, I was commenting on your Instagram live yesterday. I didn't get a single
I
response.
I did not
so.
See you commenting.
Probably
We're
not,
actually now start. Facebook Instagram friends. I was like, what?
Yeah, I followed
I am
yeah.
Team Dinessa over here, if I can throw that in.
What about Vadine?
Not
as much that.
No.
Anyways, Julian for me, bye. Thank you so
thank
much
you
for being
so
here.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
I feel politer already.
Sherry's glad berries.
Came by.
I feel like our etiquette as a whole just skyrocketed.
It did. If I may, polite. My wife said to me last night, Mother's Day is Sunday, And she, my wife is in charge of getting our parents' gifts, which I know is not fair and is wonderful that she does that, but she does.
Very
she
sweet
gets
of her.
Gifts from my mother, my father on Father's Day, their birthdays. She takes care of it. I'm very lucky.
That's a great wife.
It's a great wife. She said to me last night, your mom texted me and said, don't get me anything for Mother's Day. And honestly, I didn't have any ideas anyway. So can you just send her some flowers or something? I'm going to put that on you. I said, that's fine. You know what I should get her? I should get her Sherry's berries. And my wife said, wait a minute. Is that those chocolate covered berries? Yeah. Okay, get those for me. Get mom whatever you want, but get those for me. So now I'm getting my mom and my wife Sherry's berries for Mother's Day.
That's a great idea.
And Mother's Day, just to reiterate, is on Sunday.
It's on Sunday, May 13th, my lucky number.
What is today, Tuesday?
Today's
we're talking 5 days out.
5 days,
everybody.
Guys.
And Sherry's berries can deliver within those 5 days?
I did this last night. Absolutely. No worries.
No, I mean, I agree. I think people should be considering alternative gifts for their mothers for Mother's Day. The flowers, of course, they're great. They're beautiful. Maybe you can even include the flowers with
you
the gift.
You can. I
berries.
Can vouch. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting a dozen rainbow roses.
That's sweet.
And the dozen chocolate-covered berries. And they're not all the same. They're an assorted berries.
And you can get them in different chocolates, right? Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate.
That's what all happens. And then the rainbow roses, you could also get rainbow tulips. It's about the same price.
From Sherry's
from
Berries?
From Sherry's Berries.
And what I did, I clicked on the microphone in the corner. I put in the code DATING. And there it was. It said, radio deal unlocked. And there were all my options.
That's us. That's the radio
that
deal.
That was it. Yeah.
You know, I used to buy flowers all the time for whether it's just like friends, for myself, for ex-girlfriends that I was dating at the time. And I always saw that little microphone in the upper right-hand corner, but I've never been able to utilize it before. So what's great now is our listeners that notice that microphone are able to do it by just putting in dating into the little microphone area. If you go to berries.com. That's it, really, berries.com. I still can't believe they own that domain.
Yeah,
that's
berries.com.
Impressive.
Berries.com.
And I think they start off at, what, like $19.99?
Yeah, they got some really great deals on there.
Which, if you've ever gotten flowers delivered before, they're like $50, $60, $70 for just a bouquet of flowers.
Right.
But what Sherry's Berries does is flowers and chocolates and berries.
You can do and, you can do or, you can do all of it.
Blows my mind. So basically what you can do is go to berries.com to get your fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark and white chocolate. Whatever it is, even the mixtures, what are those called? The swirls?
Yeah,
the
swirls.
They do the swirls. Whizzles. I'm a fan of the swirls. You choose your delivery date. It's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction always is number one for them, or you get your money back. It's more than just berries like we've been talking about. They've added new treats like cake pops, strawberry cheesecake bites, and artisanal chocolate truffles.
Mm. Mm.
I'm going to say right now, my favorite dessert of all time is cheesecake. So if you guys feel like getting me one of these things, I'll definitely just take those strawberry cheesecake bites.
You get me Sherry's berries and...
I get the I buy you the Sherry's berries and then I get
you get
cheesecake
in return
bites.
20% of the berries bouquet. That's fine. But you know, obviously what I'm gonna do is go to berries.com and put the code dating in, save myself a little bit of money, obviously make you really happy on Mother's Day, which you're kind of like a mother. Like
I feel like I kinda am, you know. I have like my nephew, I have my students.
Your students.
Do you have pets?
I do not have my sister's dog. But
that's a no.
That counts.
That's okay.
You're a mother. All right, Vanessa, I'm getting you a bouquet of Sherry's berries for Mother's Day. One more time, berries.com. Use code dating. Get a great deal on Mother's Day. And I promise whoever you get it for will not be disappointed.
If we can, I'd like to get rid of some of the rumors that have been swirling about you, Dean.
Yeah.
In fact, Easton has seen some I know on Reddit.
Yes, Reddit.
What is one you've seen like for sure that we want to just bounce off? And are there any truth to this or not?
I've been wondering this personally, as well as the members of the internet at large. There have been pictures with you with a certain young lady whose name may or may not begin with the letter K, named Christina, and everyone thinks you're with her.
No. And this is the thing, too. We just discussed this very briefly. There have been so many rumors circulating about me over the past 7 days, and it just blows my mind where any of this stuff even comes from.
I guess people are wondering what your dating life is like.
I feel like I share it every day on this, or every week on this podcast, though.
Yeah, but I feel like if you take a picture with someone who's like of the opposite sex, they're going to be like, oh, I guess they're dating. Or if they see you walking around with someone, they're going to assume, you know, that you guys are dating.
So even like on Instagram or something, sometimes it's hard to see like every comment and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes you'll see like these fake Instagram accounts get made and then leave comments. Like I remember this one specifically from like 4 or 5 days ago that was like, Dean, how could you? You're such a jerk. Like you're making out with Kendall during the day at Stagecoach and then making out with Christina later that night at Stagecoach. And I'm just like looking at it like, I wasn't making out with either of these people at Stagecoach. This is absolutely mind-blowing.
Wow.
And, like, mm-hmm. and this narrative is being put out there by people that have absolutely no idea what they're talking about, which means people that are lesser informed see that and potentially could believe it, which right. is just so frustrating.
That's the internet. And I keep saying, don't believe everything you read.
Of course. And then I jump on Twitter like a day or two after that, and I see an article written by like Celeb Gossip or something that was talking about how Dean and Brandi Cyrus are now dating each other.
Oh, congratulations.
And Dean is just going to date her until he leaves for Bachelor in Paradise come June 1st. And I'm looking at this, and I texted Brandi a screenshot of it. I was like, Brandi, I guess we're dating now. I don't know if you knew this or not, but we're boyfriend, girlfriend.
I think like the most alarming thing is Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, well, and as I've said before, and as I will continue to say, there's no chance I'm going to Bachelor in Paradise. I'll maybe continue to like tease the possibility of it, but no, come on, people. There's no way I'm ever going back there. It's just so frustrating.
So wait, Dean, you are not, which by the way, I love both Brandi and Christina.
And Kendall.
I have never met Kendall, but I'm sure she seems like a lovely person.
Kendall's very nice.
Yeah.
She's my friend.
Aw.
Close friend.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
Well, because you met her on.
I've hugged her twice. I think that counts.
Wow. Yeah.
It's the second hug that really breaks the barrier of
that's
closeness.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So you're not dating anyone.
Not dating anyone.
You are
like,
single.
Not even talking to anyone. Not like flirtatiously texting anyone or exchanging any DMs with anyone.
You saw me at the wedding. I was just dancing around with a bunch of my bros.
Would you qualify yourself as single AF?
Single AF. I think that's a very accurate qualification for
me. When was the last time you kissed someone? How many weeks or months ago? Or days
yeah,
or
let's
hours?
Get to the dirty details.
It's very dirty. Probably March.
What are we, May?
March 14th.
Wow.
No. What?
Yeah, March 14th, I think, is the last day that I kissed someone.
Thank you for the preciseness of that.
March 14th?
Well, because I left for India.
What hour?
I left from India.
Part of the day.
I left for India March 14th. Or March 15th.
Okay.
So whichever day that I left for India, Leslie and I drove to the airport together because she was flying back to Arkansas.
Aww. And I met Leslie on Saturday. She was lovely too.
Maybe that's why people don't trust you necessarily, because you did keep that relationship hidden for a while Winter Games aired. You had to.
Had to.
And maybe that's why people feel like you're not as forthcoming as you could be. But you haven't done any reality shows. There's no reason to be hiding anything at this point.
No. Except, I mean, I would. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I don't think I would hide anything even if I did.
Okay.
I'm just kind of the person that's like, if something's going on, I don't care enough to keep it secret from anyone. I'll just talk about it.
No Kendall. No Christina. No Brandi.
On the contrary, I'm dating all three of them right now.
They're going to not
no,
hear that.
Come on.
And no Paradise.
No
just
Paradise.
For the record.
And yeah, so we saw Leslie at the G-Wed this past weekend, and everything was good between us.
Yeah, you guys were talking.
We matched, funny enough.
You did? You did.
She had like this dark green dress that she wore. And I walked up to her and I was like, so you decided to match me this for the wedding, huh? And she was like, I honestly had no idea you were wearing that. It was like the dress that she wore out of the limo on Sean Lowe's season.
Wow.
And I just like randomly picked my tux out at the tuxedo rental place. And that, sure enough, they were like the exact same color. Pretty funny. But it was fun. Danced around quite a bit.
That was a great wedding.
Vanessa burnt her grilled cheese on the...
Oh my God. Yeah, so
you had
I got
to make
home.
Your own grilled cheese.
Well, I was hungry. I'm always hungry.
Uh-huh.
Like I love to eat. Actually, wait. There was a question. Oh, okay. Wait. So there was this article that I read, and it talks about talking money talk with your significant other. And if you are going into a serious before you get into a serious relationship with someone, you should have that money talk with the person, which I think. Isn't that awkward to start talking about like, oh, what are your bank statements like? Do you have any debt? Or like, how much money do you save a month? And how much money do you make? Isn't that too early to have those types of conversations with someone before you get into an exclusive relationship with them? But in this article, they suggest that you have those conversations before you become exclusive. Hold on. There's a point to this story.
No, that's weird.
Anyway, one of the questions was, let me pull it up here.
That's a good question to have when you're engaged or in that.
Well, they say
nearly.
That, they yes, say to have those conversations prior to that. So then it's kind of like you can escape that situation before, like, you
what
know.
What situation? If they're horribly in debt?
Yeah, this is what the article was saying. I'm just like re-quoting the article. But the point of this conversation was, what's the one thing you'll always be willing to spend cash on? And my answer to that is food. I don't care how poor I am. I want to be able to spend my money on my food.
You don't mean just basic food and shelter. You mean like you want to eat good food.
Not even good food. I just like having a fridge full of food. I like having options. I like having snacks. I like eating.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, after, it's like the no point of this conversation, but after the wedding, I got home and I'm like, oh my God, I'm starving. So I made myself a grilled cheese and I burnt it. So that's the conversation that we were having about my burnt grilled cheese.
I thought it was a burnt piece of French toast at first, but it turns out it was
my grilled cheese.
But that is an interesting topic, and I think that both Mark and Easton can answer that best, if you want to, of course. Like, at what point in your relationship did you have a conversation with about finances with your significant other?
I'll go first just because it's a pretty short answer. Remember, my wife was very young when we first met, but she did manage to accumulate quite a bit of debt in the first couple of years of our relationship, just going to school and living out here, and there's some long stories there we don't have to get into. But I took it upon myself working. I had a full-time job at Disneyland at the time. So I paid off her debt because we both knew where this was going.
That sounds like an amazing job, by the way.
It was a great job. Oh. I hosted the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show.
What?
Yes. At Disneyland, not on television.
I'm sitting next to a celebrity?
That's right. And it was the best job I've ever had to this day. But anyway, so we took care of that because if you're both on the same page, then everything's fine. And so I paid her stuff off because I don't want to be saddled with that. Once we do get married, let's take care of that, because I feel like if they're the one and the love is there, there's no situation financially you can't work through together. Mm-hmm. Easton?
Easy.
We my wife and I had been friends for almost a decade before we started dating. And we already knew each other's situation just from that. Like, it came just over the years. Like, she'd be like, oh, my student loans really suck. This is how much I owe in student loans. And like, I don't have much debt on my playing card. But when we got engaged, we like sat down and compared, you know, hash out the numbers. But like, it wasn't anything that was going to make or break.
So this was post-engagement though?
Yeah. So like the time we actually had the conversation was when we realized our finances would be we'd be combining things.
Yeah.
I guess she wanted to make sure I didn't have like a secret account or something right. like that.
It is definitely an interesting topic. Yeah. Like for me specifically, I've been pretty poor like my entire life. Growing up until I was 24, 25 years old, I've been like, I lived paycheck to paycheck.
And so you're only 26 now.
Yeah, of course. So I did it up until probably 23, 24, like right around when I moved to LA. And even then, like I was still like struggling, but doing better for myself. And so it's always been kind of like a sensitive subject, I guess, just because I wasn't super confident with where I was at. But things have gotten better, obviously, recently. And I think I'm open more to discussing it, but not to the point where I'm like sharing my bank account information with anyone that I'm dating just yet. I feel like that's like an engaged thing. I
don't know. That's why I was throwing the question to you guys, because I don't know when the right time is to ask these kinds of, I mean, they're important. It's an important topic to cover, especially because I'm such a saver. I save like 80% of what I make.
80%?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, so I, you know, when my grandparents immigrated from Italy, they came into Canada with like nothing, flip-flops, and they just, you know, they made their way. And luckily, we have the life that we have thanks to my grandparents. So ever since, you know, I was 14 and I got my first job, my grandfather told me like, okay, this is how you should manage your money. So I've always been very, I wouldn't say stingy, but I've been very careful with what I spend. So yeah, for me, it's important to be with someone who appreciates the value of a dollar.
That's a deal breaker for a lot of people. If somebody's a real spendthrift and the other person's super frugal, you're going to have problems.
It's funny that we bring this up too, because I had my therapy appointment yesterday, 4 weeks in, by the way. It's going really well.
Oh, great.
And she talks about how not only is she like a relationship and like a regular type of therapist, she's also a career therapist and a financial therapist as well, I guess, which is a thing. Maybe I'm butchering the title of it.
No, you're right. This is what it says in the article, financial therapist.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit for maybe like 20 minutes about my spending habits and how all of us are basically products of our parents. Like the way we watched our parents spend is basically how we learn how to spend our money as well. Mm. And it was so interesting to hear, like, because Vanessa says she's a saver, which is incredible. 80% of every dollar you make, you basically save for the most part. You know, give
or I was
take.
Also living at my mom's house though. So which I wasn't paying helps. Rent. Yeah.
Helps.
So that helps.
And I'm super low maintenance too. Like I don't really have much to pay every month other than rent.
Right.
And maybe like insurance, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was like, we were like sat down. She's like, so what have you been buying lately? And I was like going through it. And I was like, holy cow, I'm spending way too much money. Money that I never would have spent before. But like you always spend within your means, I guess. So that's something that I'm currently working on with my therapist now, is to control the spending and start saving a little.
That's a danger that we run into as well. If you make more money, you spend more money. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to. The key, it seems like, and I've been told this, and I don't live this, and I wish I did. The key to long-term wealth and prosperity is to live below your means.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is to kind of keep spending like you were before and just put away as much as you possibly can.
It's hard to think long term, though.
It is.
Especially when the money's coming in, you know?
Right. Well, you never know like when the money's going to stop, right? Oh, so I always say like I was comfortable when, you know, I was teaching and I was making the salary that I was making. I was very careful with what I was spending. And now I'm like, I'm still going to act that way. I'm still going to act like...
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's super respectable.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the thing. I want to be able to, you know, the person that I'm with, I want to make sure that they are also that, and, you know, have that mind frame too. Because they say the number one cause of divorce, other than like lack of communication, is financial problems and like maybe secrecy when it comes to finances and stuff.
Certainly the biggest argument, reason for arguments, is money.
Is that to any varying degree? Like if he spends like a little bit more, a little bit less, you're okay with it? Or does it have to be kind of like spot on?
I'm not materialistic, so I don't care if you have like a Porsche, you know? Like, don't spend money on a car when...
For the record, let me just say this real quick. I drove Vanessa home last week.
No, hold on. The car felt like it was breaking down.
I'm
like...
And she goes, is your car going to break down on the way to my apartment right now? I'm like, no, it's just a Jeep, Vanessa. They're loud and they're bouncy.
What year
bouncy.
Is it?
It's a 2003.
Okay, no, but it was like, it didn't have doors and stuff. So it didn't have a roof. So I was scared. I was like,
no,
what's
going to... No doors and no roof?
It's a Jeep, you guys. And it had it didn't have doors once. I put the doors back on last week.
I love your car.
No,
it's
you don't
very,
need to, you're
I do.
Backpedaling right
no,
now.
No, I do. I'm not backpedaling. Gee,
he doesn't need to have a Porsche, but I'm going to talk crap about his car on the way. Whatever. Let's move on to the next segment.
You like souped that thing up yourself, didn't you?
No, I did not. I bought it lifted and had already big 33s and all that kind of stuff on it. But all I do plan on dropping a diesel engine into it pretty soon.
That's I would like drop that. That, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Do you spend money on a gym membership?
I just canceled my gym membership because I think I'm going to be getting one through Beachbody.
What? Wait, for real?
Yeah. Have you heard of Beachbody On Demand? They're awesome.
Tell me about it.
You don't even need a gym membership. Basically, what you do, instead of going to a gym and being in that freaking iron cathedral with so many other people waiting your turn to use the workout equipment, whatever it is, you just get a workout at home. Just basically like logging on to Netflix or something like that. You log on to Beachbody On Demand. They have a bunch of stuff like P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, Hip Hop Abs, which I've been practicing a lot lately.
No.
I'm dead serious. For two reasons. One, Stop. Because I really want abs. And two, because I really want rhythm. And one, the abs are coming, the rhythm maybe not so much.
One is more God-given than the other, I think.
But you know what? I'm still going to fight it and try and get it either way. There's hundreds of effective workouts on there, from bodybuilding to weightlifting to yoga to even dance workouts. Like I said, that hip-hop abs workout. They're usually like 10 minutes, maybe a little bit longer than that, depending on kind of what you're looking for. But like I said, I love them. I basically canceled my gym membership solely because I loved Beachbody On Demand so much. There's over 1 million people currently on Beachbody On Demand. And to our listeners right now of Help I Suck at Dating, you can try it absolutely free if you text DEAN to 303030. I'm sure you guys have heard me talk about it before. That's DEAN to 303030. Maybe log on and Hip Hop Abs. I do it every morning at 7 a.m. So if you're, you know, in the West Coast time zone and you're up at 7 a.m. and you want to do Hip Hop Abs workout with me, we can kind of pretend like we're in the same room,
oh my
even though
God.
We might not be.
I'm going to be texting this. I want the
text. Well, think about it. Think about, you know, you watch Netflix. You start it at one place. You finish it on your phone. You finish it on your iPad. You finish it in a hotel room somewhere. It's the same idea.
I have yet to use Beachbody On Demand on a public transit system, but I think that might be the next step.
You could be clenching your Kegels.
Now we're taking it to Kegels.
I'm just saying. Good.
I'm doing Kegels right now, as a matter of fact.
Wait, guys don't do that.
We have them.
We can do them.
I'm very confused.
I've done them before in college when I was curious about what would happen. Anyways, go ahead and text DEAN to 303030.
I'm so confused.
And you can try Beachbody On Demand and get some sweet hip-hop abs just like me. Give it a try. I promise you won't regret it. Summer's right around the corner, so now's the time to sign up.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Men do this.
No.
The Kegels or the...
Well, both. Hold on. So I can get this for free? I'm all about the free.
You can get full access to the entire platform.
Yes,
for free.
Okay, absolutely free. I will do that. But Kegels.
Yeah.
For what? Your butt?
I just looked it up, as a matter of fact.
No, you can't. It improves endurance.
Oh, right. Yes. I know.
What
this.
Else does it improve? Endurance and.
Endurance.
Well, and also just like, really?
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
You don't say.
I think it has benefits in the bedroom. I think there's also benefits, I don't know.
Longevity.
When you have to go pee.
That you can hold it better.
Yeah. What is it called again?
I was thinking.
Incontinence?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Incontinence?
Yeah, when you can't hold it.
I've never heard that
word. Kegel muscles can help if you're having trouble holding it or if you're dribbling.
That's news to me. I always thought of it more of as a performance thing.
I think that's also a reason people exercise those muscles.
Should we keep talking about this, or do you want to move on to something else?
I
just thought of it as something you could do on public transit when no one knows you're doing it. That's why I brought it up. Hey, we got some emails that I feel like we should read because people want your advice.
I hope they ask about Kegels on there.
Kira says, I had a really good friend who was seeing a guy for a few months, but broke things off with him because she didn't think they were compatible. I had become really close with this guy. He told me he didn't want our friendship to end, and my girlfriend said she had no problem with him and I staying friends. Well, I developed feelings for him. We talked every single day. He was very flirty with me and always initiated plans to hang out. I noticed my girlfriend stopped wanting to hang out with me, but when we were in the same group, she acted like nothing had changed. 6 months later, the guy tells me he's seeing my friend again.
Oh.
I didn't even know they were on speaking terms. They've been dating for almost a year now, and she has completely cut me off and refuses to talk to or acknowledge me, even in groups.
Mm.
I don't hang out with her boyfriend one-on-one anymore, but he still texts me every single day.
No.
Is there a way to get over him without losing this friendship? Also, do you think I should try to repair my friendship with the girl? I do miss her. Oh, this is tangled.
Very tangled.
It's, well, the one thing that stood out when she said, I end up developing feelings for him. We talked every single day. I always say this. Be careful who you hang out with because you might just start liking them.
For sure.
So I think.
But come on. Like, you're going to stop hanging out with new people because you might develop feelings for them?
Well, no. I'm just saying, I think when it comes to, like, if you have, like, you know, you kind of have, like, that kind of, there is some sort of chemistry. And the longer you hang out with them. Yeah, I think it is for a girl to romanticize a relationship.
I'm going to say right now, you probably should Uber back to your apartment because I'm worried that we're going to develop feelings for each other. That's how ridiculous this sounds.
No, how ridiculous it sounds. Dean, I talk to you on Tuesdays. I do not talk to you every single day like Kira was.
This is obviously a little bit different of a situation because I talk every day, but you still shouldn't. I don't know. Continue your logic.
Well, that was my thing. One. Two, I do find it, hold on, I noticed my girlfriend stopped wanting to hang out with me. So I think that at that point, your friend Kira was starting to talk to the guy again. And
probably because she knew that Kira and this guy were talking every day. And so she gets a little jealous, maybe a little bit possessive. And she's like, actually, I want this guy back now.
Yeah. Well, I think here you have to ask yourself, what's more important to you, the friendship with the guy or your friendship with the girl? And to me, I think it would be your friendship with the girl because that's who you were friends with before you got introduced to
I agree. It sounds like the friendship with the girl is a little bit more important than with the guy.
Yeah.
But
I think they're both doomed, I'm afraid, as friendships go.
Yeah.
I think it's over for both of them. And I'm sorry. And we talked about this on Scrubbing In this week. Friendships there's a seasons for life for everything, as Tanya pointed out. Some friendships are only meant for a certain part of your life.
That's
true. They're not meant for your whole life. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's meant to be, you guys will find your way back to each other. But it's not worth losing your mind over.
That's true.
So do you think what I suggest, Kira maybe blocks the guy's number? Or is that too drastic?
Nah.
Or maybe it just sets the precedent and sets the
You know what I would do? I would be the bigger person and write to them being like, hey guys, heard you're back together. Wish you guys the best of luck. Hope you're happy and smiling. Kira.
So put him in a group chat.
Maybe send it to your girlfriend or and to him separately, or maybe a group chat so you're not like, you know, doing it behind anyone's back. But I would be the bigger person and just send him a message.
Maybe, but they've been together a year, so it might be a little awkward timing on that. I don't like that he's texting her every day. There's a real issue
about
there.
That part.
Yes, yeah. I forgot about that. So Kira, forget it. Do not send that group chat, that group message.
I think maybe you do block him. I think you need to move on with your life.
I think you need to let him move on and focus on the relationship that he's in too. Granted, it maybe doesn't sound like it might be the best one because he's texting you every day, but if it sounds like nothing happened between Kira and this guy, there's no real like foul play.
But he seems to be kind of keeping her on the back burner just in case.
Totally unfair. And Kira, totally do not fall for that.
I believe we call that benching. And we do not want to be benched.
That's a good term.
Yep.
So I'm going to stick with it. Say Kira should block the guy.
Well, now I agree. I think she should block him mentally and through text.
Block him and move on. Yeah. I think you'll be friends with her again someday.
Hopefully.
A lot of the emails we get are, boy, this sure was going great, and then now all of a sudden he's cooled off to me. And here's another one of these. But I think we usually end up with he found somebody else. But anyway, this is called Subway No Response Guy. Nicole is 24 years old. She's working in New York City. I like this one because it kind of paints a nice picture of her life. It's kind of an exciting life. She's been single for 6 years and ready for a boyfriend again. She met a guy on the subway in New York. The first time I saw him, we made eye contact. I didn't know what to say. We ran into each other twice in a week, and I ended up getting his number. We went out for coffee, his idea. This past weekend, he had mentioned something during the day about grabbing lunch. I followed up but got no response. I just thought, okay, that's the end. Another one bites the dust. No big deal. However, Monday morning, he texted me bright and early, "So, I'm a dick. I'm sorry." And he offered to make up for it. We went out. It was great. He was so apologetic about our plans from the weekend before. I texted him thanking him for lunch and a great time, and he never responded. I've noticed he isn't big on his phone, and I'm not sure if it's because he's older. He's 31. I bumped into him twice today, and we said hello. He made a joke. He went back to work. How do I bring up the whole texting thing to him? I feel like this could be a good thing. I don't want to ruin it by seeming petty and wanting a text back. Help, I suck at dating, Nicole.
Oh, that sounds like me. Like, what do I do? Dean, what would you do if you were... What kind of response would you want from her?
I got excited about this because she capitalized Subway, and so I thought she met him at Subway.
At Subway?
Yeah. And I was going to ask...
Getting a $5 foot long or something?
Yeah. I mean, I love Subway, personally.
That's hilarious.
I think the common theme we see with this, too, as Mark said, is it starts strong, it fizzles a little bit, and then people kind of, like, dwell on it and focus a little bit too much onto it. It's like, for instance, Nicole, 24 years old, lives in New York City. She's been single for 6 years. And so maybe I think she's putting a lot of pressure on this relationship, even though it's never really taken off anywhere.
I don't know. Listen, if a guy's into you, he will call you, he will text you, he will want to see you. And
that's my point.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And I feel like she's putting too much emphasis on this relationship, even though it's not reciprocated and it doesn't really seem to be like much is going on there. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
Maybe because she's been single for 6 years, she's kind of grasping at straws and kind of mm-hmm. hoping that this is the relationship that's going to pull her out of that single funk.
Yeah. I think when you like date someone or you went on a date with someone or if you're in a relationship, you kind of like put up, you make excuses for the person that you're dating. But Nicole, if you put yourself outside of the situation and, you know, you're reading this, what you just sent us, I think you would probably tell yourself like, hey, if he's not giving you the signs that he's into you or, you know, he's not giving you what you need and deserve, then I would, you know, wait for him to make a move again. And I wouldn't ask him why he hasn't texted back.
And look, I've been this guy before, too. I've been the guy that gives the sporadic text. We'll bump into it, be casual, be polite and be...
Even if you're into a girl?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I've been this guy where... I'll see him, be polite, be casual, be friendly, all that kind of stuff. Like go on like a, maybe like even like a friend date, hang out. It doesn't sound like they're hooking up. But just if in my position, if I was that guy, it would just mean that I'm not interested at all. And so if he's not interested in her, then she shouldn't be interested in a relationship with him right now if it doesn't seem like that's where it's trending towards.
Yeah. And I don't think because he's 31, 31-year-olds text and call. And
It's human instinct to make excuses for these people.
Right.
And we all do it. And you're doing it now, I think, saying, you know, he's not very good at texting. Oh, you know, he's so busy mm-hmm. lately. But like you said, if he's into you, you would absolutely know it. So I think... I love how you met. That's such a cute story. Making eye contact on the subway. It's such a movie. But I don't know that this is happening right now.
I know. Listen, I dated a guy who, this is pre-bachelor days, where we met on a train from Toronto to Montreal. And we sat like, so he had seen me 5 years prior to that in a line at a breakfast. Listen, it was
he remembers you five years later.
Right. Yeah. So then like I was boarding the train and I wasn't feeling well. So I was struggling to put my luggage on the train. Someone tapped me from behind. And he's like, hey, do you need help? And I turn around. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the guy that had messaged me 5 years ago when he saw me in line. So we ended up sitting next to each other on the train. And I'm like, oh, my God. So here I am, like girly Vanessa, romanticizing the relationship. We're going to end up together because it's meant to be. We have such this great love story. I mean, it didn't end up working out, obviously. I went on The Bachelor, but yeah, that was
that's sad though, isn't it, when the great meetings don't turn into amazing relationships?
And I think
that should have been great.
At that point I was just so in love with the story that mm-hmm. I wanted it to work out because it was such a great cute story.
So what were the next steps that unraveled in the relationship?
Oh, well, he was living in Toronto at the time. I was in Montreal. So we did long distance. And I think at a point we just realized we wanted the same things, but not at the same time in our life. We were at different stages in our life.
And for those that don't know, the listeners of the podcast, Toronto is in the province Ontario and Montreal is in the province Quebec.
Yes, wait.
Oh, Deanie, with the geography.
And so there's a little geography lesson for today for this Tuesday.
But maybe
episode.
All those romantic comedies we watch, you know, Serendipity, and where they at the end they're so happy.
It messes
maybe
us up.
Maybe it's not forever after though. Maybe those end poorly too. We don't see their whole lives.
That's why I don't like watching movies.
That's actually a funny thought that I had the other day too, is growing up we watch all these movies like cute rom-coms, love stories, whatever it is, but all we see is the chase up until they get together.
Right.
They get together and then the movie's over, you know?
Except The Notebook.
Oh, because they died. Yeah, well, then it like skips 6 years. Oh, yeah, okay.
Emily is, she's 28. She's never had a serious boyfriend. All my life I've been completely open with my friends and my family, but unable to talk to and open up to people I don't know. I told myself this year I would finally put myself out there and maybe even get on a dating app. I've always had reservations about them, but I'm trying to get over that. It's 2018. It's a perfectly normal thing. I think I'm always concerned I won't be able to keep the conversation going. I've been thinking more and more about how you always say, what is the worst that can happen, right? That is our advice. You got to shoot your shot. They'll say no or move on. Any advice for getting out there? Thank you for your insight and being so open and honest each week. It is truly refreshing. Hopefully soon I will suck less at dating. That is Emily.
Oh, Emily. Listen, I was talking about this last week on the podcast. If I were in a position where, yes, I said that I'm dating someone. If I were in a position where...
You did, you said that.
I did say that. Yeah.
How's that going?
So wait, I want to talk about what's your definition of dating versus... My definition of dating is like leading to possibly a relationship.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm dating someone.
Okay, well, let's hear. We have somebody that you've heard before on this show named Erica, who is now in a relationship.
Woo!
We talked to her before when she was crushing on her oral surgeon.
Yeah.
That's over and done with. She has a boyfriend. The definition, we'll get back to Emily in a second. But the definition of dating someone happened last night or two nights ago, whenever it was.
What? What?
The talk.
No, it happened like a
week
ago.
No, but that's not the def. Yeah, thank you, Dean.
Okay.
It was 5 days ago. No, but the definition of the definition of dating someone is before the talk happens.
Thank you. You're dating,
and now I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, by the way.
I don't know why people congratulate people on relationships.
Because this whole show is about the struggle of finding one.
Yeah.
Are you happy? I'm super happy.
Then congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
The last time the listeners heard from you, you were very not in a relationship.
That's true.
You were in the abyss.
How long ago was that?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
What?
No, I was very not in a relationship like 7 weeks ago.
And now, look at her. It can happen that fast.
It can happen that fast.
But that's what I mean. So I am, anyways, not about me. Let's talk about Emily.
Okay, but then the question is for you. Are you in a relationship? You are dating. Are you in a relationship?
Mark asking the hard-hitting questions over here.
I am dating someone.
Okay.
And he makes me very happy. And this comes back to, who was it? Nicole. So the guy that I am dating, no, I'm actually going to say something important here.
Good.
So when I first met this guy that I'm dating, so last night when I was, my brain is everywhere. So last night when I was doing the live show on my Instagram, I was talking about, you know, when you first meet someone, the first date or the second date, you're never truly yourself until the third or fourth date when you can be I made it to the third date. Let me really shed, you know, a couple of those layers and let me start being more of myself. So when I went on a date with this guy, I did not want to go on a date with him. I'm like, I don't think I see myself with him. I don't think it's going to work out. So I asked him, he asked me to go out for dinner. I was like, sure, let's go out for dinner at 6 because I didn't want to go for dinner later because I wanted to be in bed by 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I ended up staying out with him until 1 a.m.
Wow. Mm.
And we had so much in common. And it was just so nice to be in the presence of someone who genuinely just had interest in your life as a teacher, as a person, as outside of bachelor world. And so I had such a really good connection with him. And then, you know, we're still talking at this point. So anyways, that's what I was trying to I wanted to talk about that with Nicole. I had a genuine connection with this guy.
Sorry, Emily is her name.
No, but when Nicole was talking
Nicole.
The subway girl, he was calling me. He was texting me the next day. He was, mm-hmm. you know, wishing me good night, making sure I got home okay. He was giving me all the signs that he was interested. Now, Emily, if I was in a position where I was, you know, single, I would definitely go on a dating app because that's what she was asking, right?
Yeah, that's what she's asking.
Put herself back out there.
Should she throw it out there? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why? Exactly. What is there to lose?
I mean, I agree. I think that I struggled with something very similar to Emily before. Funny enough, before going on the show, was I just didn't really open up to many people about my feelings and my emotions and all that kind of stuff, which I still struggle with, but I've gotten better at. So I understand, and I think the only advice that I can offer to Emily is the more that you attempt to do it and the more that you talk about the things that you feel or the things that have affected you positively or negatively, the easier it gets every time you do it and the stronger connections you're going to build with whomever it is, whether it's a person you're dating casually whether it's a potential boyfriend or whether it's just a regular friend. I think that the more you talk about those things, the more you open up, the easier it will become. That's my advice that I have to give her.
Yeah, I think the more people you meet, the better chance you are you're going to find somebody that you really like spending time with.
No. But I think her hesitation was that she just is unable to open up about things. And that's what she stated in there, yeah?
Yeah, which says I've been completely open to my friends and family, but don't know how to open up to people I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think, I mean, yeah, it's hard to like be vulnerable and you know, especially with someone that you don't know. But once you do it, I mean, I love being vulnerable.
Sure. But also, you take it one step at a time. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that right now. Right now, you just worry about meeting somebody. You can worry about opening up to them as you come along. Now, Erica.
Yes. I was just so, like, Mark has seen me through this entire progression of, like, meeting my boyfriend. I don't say that word much.
Ooh.
Meeting my boyfriend. And then I was so closed off to it for a couple weeks and was like, whatever. I'm just going to go on the dates. It's fine. It's fine. But it's like once you really get to know someone, that's when you can actually start to like open up and have the real conversations. And there was like this one date that we went on where I suddenly was ready to open up and I almost cried to him. Aww. And we both say that was the day that like things actually got serious. Mm-hmm. So I think it takes time and it's not immediate, but you should definitely put yourself out there because it actually works. So that's all.
So there you go. She did it, you know, Bumble, eHarmony, they work. I mean, you
Instagram,
can find people.
Yeah.
They can be frustrating. They can be, they can really suck a lot of your time if you let them, but they also can be very successful. So we're very happy for
sure. I think there's definitely like do you want to do one more email?
I do have one more.
Okay.
This is for you, Dean. You said last week that you wouldn't date an 18-year-old, and that really bothered the 18-year-olds in their audience. Jen says... Dean mentioned he would not date a 19-year-old for certain reasons. What about someone who's going to be 21 is in college? Now, I think she's talking about herself, but she makes it more general. Is it the fact that they're still in school? Is it the fact that they can't go out and drink? Like, what is it about this age that bothers you? I've always been someone who dates older, but I'd always feel bad when my boyfriend would get up to go to work for the day, and I'd get up and go to a couple of classes. So my question is, for someone older, is being 20 going to be 21 an age issue? P.S. I love the fact that Vanessa and Jared have been in the studio lately. So that's a nice compliment.
I love it
for
too.
Vanessa and
Thanks,
Jared.
Jen. Dean?
It's such a tricky question because... Obviously, you can't like generalize and say everyone that's 21 years old is too young to date.
Exactly.
As a 27-year-old. Of course, there are like certain circumstances where you're like, oh, you're a very unique 21-year-old that maybe, like, I'm not mature. I act very immaturely, just generally, like on a daily basis. We can all agree with that, I think.
I always say guys mature kicking and screaming
eventually. But that's just my regular, like Ben is the same way. Ben is a very mature, like stand-up guy, but he acts very childish in so many ways. That's like his fun-loving side mm-hmm. of him that we all adore so much. And I feel like I'm somewhat the same way, maybe a little bit behind in certain areas though, because Ben obviously is great. But it's hard to picture dating someone that isn't kind of, that hasn't been able to experience life at that point yet. Because as a 21-year-old college student, like when I look at myself when I was 21 and in college, it's such a shadow of myself. Like I couldn't even recognize him right now. Like we're such completely different people, you know, between the past 6 years from now till then. And so for me to be interested in dating someone that's at that similar walk in life that I was back then, it just doesn't even register to me. Like I have no interest in that, I guess, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Kinda.
I guess, but I also think that women are mature much more quickly than men do.
I mean, I dated women in college and they were all just
the same level as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a little bit, of course, elevated than I was for sure, but it's still not something that I would be interested in now at this point in my life, you know?
I can only speak from my experience. I was 26, she was 18, and we were right on the same level. So it worked for me.
I think it was a different time, not to like date you or anything.
You can date me. That's fine.
Well, listen, my ex
changed quite a bit.
My ex was 10 years older than I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was way more mature than him.
How old were you?
I was 24. He was 34.
And
we were like 9 years apart, sorry.
Okay, but you feel like you were more mature than he was at the time.
Yeah, and he will still admit to that.
He agrees.
Yep.
Something about guys, I'm telling you.
When I was 23, I went on a date with a 19-year-old, and it just was so evident, the age difference.
Maybe that's just her, though.
19, and you were?
23. 22, 23.
Yeah, but I think 19 versus 21, I mean, it's a couple of years, but I
and
still
again,
feel
it was
like
just
it's
one,
a significant amount of years.
It was just one date and one person. Obviously, it's different from person to person, especially from relationship to relationship. I'm just saying from my experience, I've never necessarily had a reason or a desire to date someone at that age.
I say you have to be open to it. Age is just a number. I've always been the person that said, oh, I want to date older. you know what? If someone who's younger or my age or, you know, a little bit older, a little bit younger, like if we're on the same wavelength and the same path and we want the same things at the same time, I'm all for it.
How old would you go?
Well, let's talk about another subject.
What? Is that a bad question? Interesting.
That was pretty smooth on Vanessa's part. How old?
Okay. How about how young would you go? Would you date a younger man?
Yes.
No problem. How much younger?
I think I'm more open to it now than I was before because it has not worked out for me when guys were older. You know, I was dating 30-year-olds, 35-year-olds, 36, 37. Never worked out. So I'm like, well, why don't I try something different? You know, if you keep on the same pattern, then of course you're going to have the same end result. So I'm open to saying like, hey, you're younger. I'm not going to pretend you're younger. I'm just going to forget about your age. And I mean,
the same way too. Just, I would say like plus or minus 5 years. I could go down to 22. I say that and I don't necessarily fully agree with me saying it. I go up to 32, I guess. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I agree that there is no expectation put on age when you're dating, I feel like, but someone that's 19, 20 years old, that just, for me, it just...
If you click, you click. That's what I say.
Certainly, of course.
If you click, you click. It doesn't matter the age. Probably better to not know the age until you get a conversation going.
Well,
see how it's going.
There are certain legal requirements that I think...
Well, that's true.
Sometimes.
One thing I did want to mention before we go, talking about saving money early, I do not have to buy lunch today because JetBlue sent us pizza.
Yeah, some
delicious
pizza.
I came in an hour earlier for that pizza. Just saying.
I came in 5 minutes late.
You did.
And still enjoyed a few slices, actually.
New York pizza is its own deal. And you cannot get authentic New York pizza in Los Angeles. And so JetBlue is doing an amazing thing. They are New York's hometown airline. And JetBlue knows no one does pizza like New York. And that's why they're flying their iconic taste of New York across the country to Los Angeles.
They brought us Patsy's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Patsy's from East Harlem.
Which is delicious.
It was really great and really authentic New York pizza. It is the first ever coast-to-coast pizza delivery by an airline. Pie in the sky, they're calling it. A limited-time program where JetBlue flies authentic New York pizza from Patsy's in East Harlem across the U.S. to select L.A. residents. And you have to go to jetblue.pizza. How great is that?
No way. Is the suffix pizza?
The suffix is pizza.
No. It is. Isn't that amazing?
Punch it into your computer.
What a time to be alive.
you get the www. That's in there. And then it's www.jetblue.pizza.
This has been a personal fantasy of mine for many years to have pizza delivered from out of state. And I like, for real. And then I saw it was coming today and I'm like, oh, baby, mark another one off the bucket list.
You should go buy Easton.pizza. That's what you should do.
There you go.
I don't spoil anything coming.
Or like Domino's.pizza. There's probably, you could purchase some URLs here and start selling them, making money.
I think there's a lot of dots that opened up recently. .coms.
But you're telling me Domino's isn't going to want Domino's.pizza in 6 months?
I think they're all going to want that. Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to go home and buy it right now.
Well, it's from May 9th to the 11th. What is today?
Today is the 8th.
Today is the 8th. So it's this week. Wednesday through Friday of this week, JetBlue is going to satisfy cross-country cravings with a limited quantity of 350 New York pizzas available for purchase each of the 3 days, more than 1,000 pizzas in total. So thank you, JetBlue. That was delicious.
Thank you.
That's a whole lot of cheese. That was delicious.
The pepperoni pizza was so good.
I do love New York pizza. Mm-hmm.
There is no LA pizza, really, is there?
It's LA tacos.
LA is tacos.
LA tacos.
Yeah. But like there's Chicago pizza, there's New York pizza.
Sure. Wasn't
no,
LA
like... No, it's like a not a margarita pizza, but there are LA
maybe,
pizzas.
Yeah.
California Pizza Kitchen, they have like avocado on their pizza.
Oh, no. John and Vinny's?
I don't know John and Vinny's.
What?
No, I don't know them either.
Guys, I've only been here a year and I know John and Vinny's.
Where is it?
It's, I'm not good with streets, but it's in West Hollywood and it's like authentic Italian restaurant.
Okay.
Like real Italian food. It's my favorite spot.
I'm going to go to Olive Garden tonight. Or
when you're there, your family.
Or maybe I'll just wait till tomorrow and get JetBlue to bring me a Patsy's pie because that sounds delicious two days in a row.
There you go.
This was a fun episode. There's a couple things I want to mention before we get out of here. There has been a creation of a new Facebook group. Check it out. It's called Help I Suck at Dating, to the Facebook group.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a fun place, a fun forum to meet like-minded listeners. We can share topics and ideas. I'm not active on Facebook typically, but I do like to at least try to get on there. And like,
I'll be
say a couple things. Get on there.
We have the Scrubbing In Facebook group, and now there's an Almost Famous Facebook. I'll be very active.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I saw Becca's has like 70,000.
We're over 10,000.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. And so I saw that, and I was like, this is a great thing. And I was like, I should probably make one. And then like the next day,
you made it?
No, someone reached out to me on Instagram. And they're like, hey, I'm part of the Becca Tilly's Scrubbing In Facebook group. Can I make one for the Help I Suck at Dating?
Oh, that's
and of course,
nice.
I was naturally like, yeah, of course, please. That sounds awesome. So be sure to follow along on Facebook. If you have any questions or you just want to like talk with people that listen to the podcast as well, it's a great place to do just that. There is one other thing. We normally don't talk much Bachelor on this podcast, which we talk about our lives through Vanessa, me, and Jared, of course. But what we're going to do, it's going to be kind of fun. And I want actually to kind of gauge Vanessa's idea of this. Have you ever heard of Batch Bracket?
Yes.
So what we're going to do is create a Help I Suck at Dating Batch Bracket.
Oh, great.
A Help I Suck at Dating group that everyone can sign up under the Help I Suck at Dating group and then fill out a batch bracket that will, you know, it's obviously just like a fantasy thing, like fantasy sports.
For The Bachelorette?
For The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. For the new season coming up, yes. Becca season?
Yes, for Becca season. And so we're all, I'm going to make one. You're going to make one. We're going to convince Jared to make one. Mark and Easton, of course, we would love to have you make one as well.
We'll see the damn thing.
Let's do the damn thing. And we're going to have a lot of listeners hopefully make one as well. And I think at the end of the season, whoever ends up getting first place, we're going to give them some sort of special prize.
We would love
to have
them
come into the studio. Oh, yeah. Imagine we could probably fly him out to LA and get him into the studio for an episode. I will say, I don't know if you met. We met one of Becca's guys at the wedding on Saturday. And yeah. He was very nice.
Very nice. Kind. Very nice gentleman.
And that's all we're going to say about that. So anyway, so obviously Becca's season doesn't start for another, two or three weeks. So we have a little bit of time to set this up. But if you're listening and you want to join that batch bracket, go to www.batchbracket.com. We're going to have a Help I Suck at Dating group made here pretty soon. And like I said, me, Vanessa, Easton, Mark, Jared, that's a lot of names to remember. We're all going to make our own, and no cheating, no spoilers. Stay off reality, Steve. We are going to know who did that if you do it. Anyways, big thank you to Julian Clark from Evi Etiquette. Check out their new videos and check out Vanessa on their DIY page next week.
May 18th.
May 18th. Yep. Thank you to Beachbody On Demand for giving me my hip hop abs. Thank you to Sherry's Berries for the strawberry cheesecake pops that Vanessa is going to give me out of the bouquet that I buy her for Mother's Day. Big thank you to JetBlue Pizza for putting food in our bellies today. If you have any questions or you just want to email some stories that you have to us to discuss on here, please email them to isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com.
Thank you, Alexis Waters, for stopping by.
Alexis Waters,
big ups to Hoop Nation, Alexis Waters.
Maybe our most bleeped show ever.
I will not be in studio next week. I'm going to be in Kentucky on a rock climbing trip with my brother and his girlfriend. Vanessa's giving me a weird face. Kentucky, yes, I understand.
I'm not giving you. I love Kentucky.
I've been to Kentucky.
I love Christina.
It's great.
I'm going to Red River Gorge with my brother and his girlfriend and five other friends to go rock climbing for 7 days.
That's so fun.
Yes, it is fun. So stop giving me that weird look.
No, so wait. I'm going to be swapping you, Jared, and you. So it's me and you. Now it's going to be me and Jared. Got it.
Yep. Okay. Oh, great.
Yeah.
But I see how this is really
I know what you said earlier.
Happening.
And just because you and Jared are hanging out, I don't want you guys to develop feelings for each other while
God.
I'm away.
Oh, get out of here. I'm Ubering at home.
Anyways, Vanessa, is there anything you want to say before we part ways?
No, that's I did want to say thank you. I posted this on my Instagram last night. My foundation, No Better You, we are selling t-shirts to a school in Montreal, and all the proceeds are going directly to that school for their autism inclusion program. And we only have like larges left in the t-shirts, and I think there's like maybe 10 left. So
awesome.
If you guys want to buy, thank you so much for the support.
That was it. Check it out, nobetteryou.com.
.org.
.org, my apologies. You still have to give me a shirt so I can post it on my Instagram.
I only have the extra small with me here, but I mean, you're going to get those hip hop abs, so.
Extra small's coming your way, Dean.
Well, this was a fun episode. thanks for listening. Thank you, Vanessa, Mark,
have a
Easton,
great
of
trip,
course.
Dean.
Thank you very much. I'll see you in 2 weeks. You'll see Vanessa and Jared next week. Be sure to tune in when maybe they'll suck a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.